Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ravens hit the bye at 1-5. They'll take on the Bears a week from Sunday. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where our friend Cynthia Freeland, she's an IA Hall of Famer. She's from NFL Network, and she joins us now. And Cynthia, thank you as always for your time.
And we appreciate real quick, she's from Detroit.
Yes.
And Beltway Ben played the Suicide Machines, who were from Detroit.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Wow, it all comes together. There
you go.
That's her
next level.
Man.
I did not see that. I don't think anybody but Jason saw that, but that's okay.
It's true.
Cynthia, the Ravens, they seem broken. Is it fixable?
It's fixable, for sure. And I actually think one of the better, like, I'm not allowed to bet because I work for the league, but one of the better bets that I think is out there from a value perspective is, you know, some version of the Ravens to make the playoffs and maybe even a Lamar MVP situation, because the odds are really valuable. It's the Ravens are on sale right now, guys.
So you obviously are literally modeling this. Like, how high of a chance do you give them? What does your algorithm spit out a win total for these guys?
Right now I just looked at the playoffs. I didn't look at the exact win total number because it's fractional anyways, but the odds to make the playoffs are at 54%. So, I mean, now there are some things baked into that, like, you know, some quarterback coming back, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
But so I don't have a crystal ball, but I would love to know, you know, what happens there. But I think it's a pretty interesting notion.
Cynthia, a lot has been made of this Ravens roster going back to the offseason, saying best roster in football, best roster in Lamar Jackson era. But is it fair to say that we overvalued this roster? Maybe Eric DaCosta didn't do enough to augment it, particularly in the trenches?
I mean, it's maybe you could say that. But here's my problem with that is that if you're watching the full roster, is that the case? You know, like, I mean, I know, look, like the first week or whatever, you have some issues, but there's always issues for every team in the beginning of the season. No team is the same in September as they are even in October. So I'm just curious now, if we didn't have so much attrition, would we be saying that? So I don't know if I think it's I don't like anything that's a maxim, right? Like the best and the blah, blah, like whatever. I have no idea what that means, but I don't think it's as bad. You know, it probably wasn't as good as we were thinking out of season. It's probably not as bad as it feels now either.
We're talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, one of the areas where they're bad is pass rush. They have 8 sacks in 6 games. Their two guys are tied for the lead in sacks on the team. They're both hurt. Nnamdi Madubuike, and we don't know when he's coming back. And Tavius Robinson is now going to miss 2 months. Obviously, Mike Green's a rookie, so there's still time for him to be something. But are you surprised at just how poor they are at getting after the quarterback?
It doesn't feel very Ravens-y. You know, it doesn't feel like it feels like the Ravens find a way, even if it's with, you know, like some scotch tape and maybe some, you know, like a match or something. It just always feels like the Ravens find a way, and they're not finding a way yet. But I'm still unwilling to say, like, I feel like we could be sitting here in 3 weeks being like, hey, you know, and after the bye, they found a pass rush, and at least a consistent one, and maybe not the top of the league. They're not going to contend with the Broncos for that, but they're getting to the quarterback at, you know, a much higher clip. It'll be something like 10th best since their bye. Something like, I'm writing the headlines in advance.
So given the issues with pass rush, and look, I don't think Owe's a pass rusher. He's an edge defender who stumbles into sacks sometimes for me. But like, they still did trade him, and he still did get 10 of them. And they traded him for a safety who will keep people lined and who's really smart, but is not a playmaker himself. So what's your take on that swap?
That probably tells us more about injury situations than maybe that gives us a little bit of a clue as to how they're feeling about what the rest of the season could look like in the defensive backs in general, mm-hmm. maybe not just at safety, but in general. So to me, that's more of a clue about where they think they can get, you know, they need to address some depth, as opposed to, you know, I don't know about like as a one for one situation, but we're not in a one for one world, right? We're in a 53 for 53 world. So I'm guessing what that says is a lot more about, you know, injuries and depth.
Well, let's go around the NFL. Cynthia, is there cause for concern in Buffalo after dropping a second straight game?
I mean, of course there's always cause for concern. You don't want to lose games. You don't want to lose games in a big way on a big spotlight. Sure. But they're getting some pieces back after their bye. They still have, you know, Josh Allen, pretty good help for them. I'm not thrilled about their offense in general, but I haven't been thrilled about their offense in general since ahead of the season. They're not particularly hurt on it, and they still have a great O-line. So I'm afraid that I don't think their defense is going to be a world beater mm-hmm. either, but I do think they're going to be better. You know, when you have people on suspension, that it feels like you don't replace them with their position. You try to work around it typically, right? Because you can't get that one-for-one trade. So I'm guessing they'll be better enough. That's terrible English, but better enough, and their schedule is also decently favorable.
Cynthia, we were all amused here when Mike Tomlin seemed to be very angry about the fact that the Browns traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals. Bengals and Steelers play tomorrow. Were you surprised at Tomlin's reaction to the trade?
I'm always surprised when Tomlin has any reaction at all, because I feel like he's like if Xanax were personified. You know, like, it just doesn't get very fired up about much. So like, when he does, you're kind of like, what? Like, you know, like, what am I looking at here? So I'm like, okay, well, I guess he's into it, you know, like, sure. Like, okay. But that was more shocking to me than the fact that he, said anything at all. I don't know. I'm like, that's what you decide to get fired up about? Okay. Okay.
Well, if you're bullish on the Ravens' chances, that has to, I guess, be at least in part because you're still have issues about the Steelers. Like, you could see the Steelers collapsing.
Yeah, the thing is I don't think that they're, you know, we all are a function of our schedule. Every team is a function of our schedule. We're all a function of what we saw in what it looked like. I don't see a dynamic offense that's capable of getting you out of some sort of hole. Mm-hmm. Sure, their defense got a little bit better, and sure, they've played a weaker part of their schedule. Got it. But now what? Like, show me some battling through some adversity, and then I'll start to buy in. But I'm not in yet. I still think you can pass all over the Steelers, and a good passing offense would be able to show you that.
Well, speaking of schedule, Cynthia, the Patriots have by far and away the softest schedule.
308 winning percentage?
In the league, 308 winning percentage the rest of the way.
Barely get you a batting title.
Given that and the fact that they already beat Buffalo in the first head-to-head matchup, could they possibly win the East?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I mean, they could. I have a hard time. I just have a hard time believing that. I mean, their schedule's amazing, let me be clear. But I do think it's hard. They'll lose some random division game to like the Dolphins. Do you know what I mean? Like something weird. It's like there will be some weird little moment where something happens, and then they'll. I just think that overall, as good as they've played, I don't trust their wide receiving core necessarily yet, and I still don't think they're not enough of a rushing threat for me. Again, I just don't think they can handle like some crazy thing like a Josh Allen end of the Ravens game type of situation consistently yet. Again, they're going to make it to the playoffs for sure, and I'm glad because I said that ahead of the season, so I feel very, very right about it. So I'm glad about that, but I still think it's the Bills to lose.
I've convinced myself the Broncos are going to be the last team standing in the AFC. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy at all. Their defense is really good. I mean, I was in London, and that was a really hard game to watch. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was hard to watch on TV, but like, holy smokes, in person, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What am I seeing here? But their defense bailed them out in like such a really special way that it's just, it's different when it's buying them some time to figure out what the heck's going on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge because there just aren't very many good defenses this year. Compared to normal, there aren't as many good, like, scary defenses.
Cynthia, before we let you go, I'll ask you one more. Were you shocked when? The Tua Tagovailoa press conference the other day where he seemed to out his teammates for not going to players-only meetings. He's since apologized for those comments today. But how surprised were you when he said what he said?
I was more surprised that like nobody doesn't think it's messy there.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't look like it's been great there for some time, but usually when things are messy, you don't get a presser where one player is calling out other players. If anything, they call out the coach. Right.
Mm.
So it just doesn't happen like that. I don't know if he has one of those things where like, you know, the space between the mind and the mouth are, like, you know, my mom has it. She can't control what she says sometimes, you know, she just like it just, she just can't help it. She just says what she's thinking, you know, like,
I know a guy.
I know that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
but you gotta, when you're a quarterback for an NFL team and not my mom making passive aggressive comments at me, you know, that's the difference, right?
But ultimately at the end of the day, it makes her incredibly endearing. Does it not?
It's very endearing because she's very honest, but
yes.
Sometimes you're like, holy smokes, maybe you shouldn't have said that. I think it is true.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Jason is comparing himself to your mom at this point. I don't know if you're picking up what he's putting down.
She's a great lady. It's a good comparison. You should be happy to be.
I'm flattered and thrilled.
I'm flattered that I myself compared myself to your mom. That's very nice.
She's great. It's a great comparison. Congratulations. Good work.
I like the comp.
Cynthia, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Coming up,
talking to you guys. Have a great week.
Always great. Coming up next, we'll get to some Twit notes. By the way, Ryan Ripken joins us at 5:30, but we'll look at the playoffs so far. How are former Orioles faring in the playoffs? And the Orioles finally interviewed a manager. That's Twit notes next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.